You can speak now. And this is the
clicker.
Then you can just click. Yeah.
Okay. We're good. Yeah. So I can start.
Yeah, you can start now.
Ah, good morning.
大家早上好.
Thank you for the privilege of being here.
感到非常高兴能够来到这里.
You sing beautifully.
你们唱得非常好.
Much better than Aussies.
比澳大利亚人还好.
But I'm sure that you are all Aussies anyway, so
you're great singers.
First image? Okay, so we'll read the passage of scripture first, okay? We'll
do 我们一起来念马太福音9章36到38节。 我们一起来念好不好？一二七，他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。”
Well, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them.
当耶稣基督看到这些群众的时候, 他有这个怜悯的心肠,
because they are harassed and helpless.
因为他们非常的无助,
like sheep without a shepherd.
就好像羊群没有了牧人一样.
Then he said,
然后他说,
pray,
你们要祷告,
send.
你们要差遣.
There's two key words here, the word compassion and the word send.
有两个非常重要的词，一个就是怜悯的心肠，另外一个就是打发门徒，打发。
We can't be used of God in the harvest field without the compassion of Christ.
我们如果要做上帝的工，我们就必须要有基督耶稣基督一样有怜悯的心肠。
And we can't really go unless the Lord sends us.
我们不能够自己去，除非上帝的灵自己亲自带领我们一起去。
So this morning as I speak, may the Holy Spirit show you how He wants to pour His compassion upon you.
所以今天当我在说话的时候，我就希望圣灵也借助我，能够把这个福音能够挑旺你们的内心的火。
And how He wants to send you.
让圣灵也能够差遣你们一起去。
Some of you, or maybe most of you, won't go in person.
你们大多数的人可能你们不会亲自去。
But some of you can go in prayer. All of us can go in prayer.
但是你们大多数的人都可以做的一件事情就是为这些福音来祷告。
And maybe some of us can go in finance.
或者你们有一些可以用金钱来资助。
Okay. This picture you see here,
这个照片你们看到的,
is of my dad and my mom and my older brother Paul.
就是我爸爸我妈妈跟我的这个比较我的哥哥 Paul.
1967.
1967年的时候。
I wasn't born yet.
我还没有出生.
But maybe they were thinking about me.
可能他们在想要把我出生了.
Or maybe planning me in other ways.
可能在计划生育.
But this is the first picture before they went out on the mission field into Indonesia to work with Muslims.
这就是第一张照片，他们还没有去到印度尼西亚，要去那里的，向这个回教徒传福音的时候的第一张照片。
They worked with Muslims for more than 40 years.
他们在这个基督化，这个在这个回教的国家已经差不多有40年。
And so I have a deep love for Muslim people.
所以我对这个穆斯林有一个很大的这个爱心。
But especially for God's people who are persecuted for Christ.
尤其是那些因为回教徒而受到逼迫的基督徒。
This is my family now.
这就是我的这个家人。
My wife Allison.
我的妻子 Allison.
Timothy.
Timothy.
And Emily.
还有 Emily.
Timothy was born September 11, 2001, World Trade Center Day.
Timothy 就是在911事件的时候被生出来的。
I brought him out on my left hand.
我用左手把他给抱出来的。And
I clicked the nearest TV.
那我就打开这个电视。
And I saw the pictures and thought, this is a good movie.
他说这个好像是很好的电影。
But then I realized, no, this is real. Something's really bad is happening.
原来这不是电影，这正是真实的事情，就是911事件。
I knew it was my left hand because he pooed all over it.
因为我知道他是左手，因为他一直在抓住我的左手。
But he's a big boy now.
他现在是已经大人了。
And he is in control of his bowels.
他已经有他的太太了。
But he said recently that he doesn't know if he wants to be a Christian anymore.
他最近他说我不知道是不是要成为基督徒。
We don't know why, so please pray for him, pray for us.
我也不知道为什么，所以你请你们一定要为我的这个孩子祷告。
But our youngest Emily has taken up the baton of the gospel.
但是我的这个小女儿她就继续的征战。
She says, next time I go with you, Dad, you're going to look after the book table and I'm going to preach.
接下来你爸爸你去你去到这个宣教的场所的时候呢我来祷我你来祷告我来讲我来讲正道。
When I was 8 years old in Indonesia, my dad read me the book God Smuggler by Brother Andrew.
在我在八岁的时候在印尼的时候这个 Brother Andrew 有一个弟兄他就给我了一本书叫做上帝的偷渡客。
So I've always loved the ministry of open doors.
所以我就一直后来我就一直喜欢这个open doors 这个事工。
That says every door is open anywhere to share Jesus.
每一个门都是敞开的如果你要传福音的话。
Providing we're willing to go and we're not worried about coming back.
只要你愿意传福音你愿意出去的话你而没有想过要怎么回来的话 open doors 就是你的了。
We can get you into any country, but can't guarantee to get you back out again.
我们可以带你到任何的一个国家里面传福音，但是我们不能够保证我们可以把你带回来。
Okay. This is a picture of Christians from northern China and some Christians from Korea, North Korea, praying together.
这就是在北方的一个北方的教会，还有在这个朝鲜的一些边界的教会一起祷告的场景。
And they don't pray that they'll be set free from prison.
他们没有祷告说他们可以从这个监狱里面出来。
They pray that Christians in the West will be set free from consumerism.
他祷告的是让西方的国家能够跳出来，能够得到真正的自由。
A friend of mine called Nick.
我有一个朋友叫 Nick.
He went to China in the 1980s.
他在1980年的时候去到这个中国。
Because he was wanting to share with Christians in China about his ministry in Somalia.
他要告诉这个中国的这个信徒有关于他在索马利亚非洲的一些的事工。
And he spent the night with maybe 100 Christian leaders in northern China.
他在北部北中国呢，他就跟差不多100个家庭教会的人来分享。
And he told them a story about 10 of his best friends who were Christians killed in Somalia.
这个 Nick 他就跟这个当时的100多个这个会众来说，他的朋友是10个朋友是怎么样在一天之内全部被暗杀死了。
And that there was a time when all Christians were wiped out of Somalia.
在索马利亚有一天，他们整个教会几乎全部都被消灭掉。
And he said the Chinese Christians just sat there and didn't say anything.
那些基督徒。就是中国的基督徒听到这个消息之后，他们就坐在那边，什么话都说不出来了。
He says, "Oh no, what have I said?"
他说，他们那些基督徒都不知道要说什么了。
His interpreter said, "Let's just go to bed."
他的这个翻译官就跟他说，那我们就一起去回去，各自回到自己的家里睡觉吧。
He was woken at about 4 a.m. in the morning.
他早上四点的时候，他突然间起来。
There was screaming and shouting.
有很嘈杂的声音，很尖叫声，有吵闹的声音。
And he said, "Oh." To his interpreter, quickly, it's the secret police. They've grabbed all our brothers and sisters.
他们就在猜想，可能是那些警察要来抓他们了。
And we're going to be kicked out of the country.
我们可能就要被这些警察他们踢出去，遣
送回国。And all my new friends will go to prison.
我的所有的这些基督徒朋友，全部可能都要送到监狱里面去了。
And his interpreter said, No, shh, quiet, stop talking.
这个翻译官就说，嘘，不要讲话。
Listen.
听吧
，He said, "I can't think for all the shouting and the screaming."
我不能够再想了，因为这个声音太嘈杂了，喊叫的声音，吵闹的声音。
He goes out into the courtyard.
他就走出去外院的时候
，It was below zero.
他差零下几度。
He said, "And there were all the Christians, each one of them from last night."
那我看到的就是那一群昨天晚上跟我跟他们一起分享的100多个这个基督徒的朋友。
Some standing, some kneeling, some are lying on the ground.
有一些就在那里喊叫，有一些在那边跺这个地板，有一些就在那里拍手。
Some beating the air with their fists.
像有一些就在这个空气那边拍掌。
Some beating the ground with their fists.
有些就击打这个地板。
But most of them, almost all of them, screaming, shouting at the top of their lungs.
可是大多数的人，他们就在那边尖叫，在那边大喊。
And he says to interpreter, "What on earth is going on? What are they saying?"
他就问这个翻译官，他们到底发生了什么事情？到底他们在做什么
And his interpreter said, "They were so moved by your story last night about all the Christians in Somalia dying."
他说，他那些基督徒们都因为你们，你昨天晚上所分享的信息，他们非常的感动。
That they promised the Holy Spirit they would each one get up an hour early every morning.
他们就祷告上帝，他们从此之后每一天早上，他们要提早一个小时起来。
To pray for God's people in these countries.
来为基督徒来祷告。
So the gates of hell would not prevail.
所以那些地狱之门就不能够把他们给锁住。
And the word of God would spread across these lands.
所以神的话语就能够通畅无阻的在这个神州大地能够广传。
So we have the first video? Yeah. This is a video about the work of Open Doors.
这个就是 Open Doors 的事工。
Awake, strengthen what remains, which is at the point of death. Then I understood I have to go to the Christians. I had no idea how to get there. Well, in that one city, okay. But after that, I had no money, no contacts, no language. But something was a warning in my heart. And I said, Lord, yes, but how?
Since Brother Andrew's first trip behind the Iron Curtain,Open Doors has expanded to work in over 60 countries around the world, providing Bibles, training, prayer, and support for the persecuted church worldwide. In 60 years, we have had many milestones, big and small, and all have shown God's hand at work. In 1981, we successfully delivered 1 million Bibles to a secluded harbor in China.And only a few years later, in 1989, we sent 1 million New Testaments into Russia. In more recent years, we have worked to help thousands of Christian refugees displaced by the conflict in both Iraq and Syria, with prayer and advocacy campaigns for each country. We also work to strengthen believers in northern Nigeria, where the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram has been attacking churches. Our work in these and many other nations.Continues to this day. There are over 100 million Christians who are persecuted, harassed, and even killed for their faith in Jesus. This is a daily reality for our brothers and sisters around the world. As we see from recent events in the news, things are getting worse for persecuted believers, not better. Open Doors continues to serve God's persecuted church in the most difficult places on earth. We stand on the front lines with those who suffer for their faith, helping to strengthen the church around the world. Each year, we deliver over 2 million Bibles and Christian literature, serve over 200,000 Christians in need, train over 250,000 believers, and share the stories of the persecuted church, so that the kingdom of God can be furthered in the most difficult and resistant places for the gospel.
I think we in the West, and this is a personal confession, I think we are cowards. We want a personal prophet to come first.And if that is at risk, we don't do anything. We ought to become people of guts and courage, strong convictions, and don't count our lives dear unto ourselves if only we can fulfill the high calling of God on our lives. That's what I want. That's what I want the young people to do.
We invite you to stand with persecuted Christians around the world.
So that was Brother Andrew.
那个就是Brother Andrew,
our founder,
我们的这个创始人。
He's 88 and he's still alive.
他现在88岁，现在还活着。
And he says good day.
他说你们好。
Well, he doesn't really, but if he's here, I'm sure he would.
他如果在这里，他一定会问安。
And he's worked in China for many years, so I'm sure he'd be able to say it in both Mandarin and Cantonese, which I cannot. I'm sorry.
他在中国已经有好一段时间了。如果他在这的话，他肯定可以用普通话跟你们问安的。
This video is a couple of years old, but I wanted to show it because it demonstrated some of our work, especially Operation Pearl.
这个录像已经很久了，但是呢，已经有好几年了，但是呢，已经让你们可以看到我们的事工到底是怎么样发展的。
Where we sent in 1981 over 1 million Bibles into China in one night.
我们1981年的时候，在一夜之间，我们就送了100万本的圣经进入中国。
And since then, we've sent many, many, many thousands more Bibles into China.
之后我们就送了更多更多的这个圣经进入到中国。
Christian persecution in China today is not what it was once.
现在在中国受逼迫的基督徒已经不像以前这样子这么严重了。
On the top 50 countries where persecution is the fiercest, China is number 39.
在全球50个国家里面最严重受到逼迫的中国是排行第39。
But Christians in China are saying to us now that the government is intentionally trying to close down underground house churches and making Christians only worship in registered churches.
现在政府机构就已经中国的政府就要把想把这个地下也就是家庭教会给关掉，让他们全部都进到这个有注册的这个教堂去里面。
But there are more Christians in China now than there are members of the Communist Party.
现在在中国的教会，中国的这个信徒已经超过了这个共产党的党员。
In China, the Christian leaders say, they don't trust you unless you've been to prison at least twice.
在中国的这个领袖就说，如果你在中国要你如果没有进到这个监狱里面两次的话，他们不会相信你说的话。
Prison is your seminary.
在监狱里面就好像是一个训练的场所一样。
How many degrees would you like?
你需要多少的这个学士？
There are parts of China now where persecution is starting to seem like it's becoming more fierce again.
现在就在前不久，这个中国的逼迫就越来越强。
We actually have a very big work there based in Hong Kong.
我们在那里，尤其在香港这个地区有一个很大的事工。
And Christians in China, it would be...You may be surprised to know they're saying we need Bibles more than ever.
你们会感觉到奇怪，在中国他们现在所需要的最需要的反而是圣经。
Because the church is growing so quickly.
因为在那里的这个教会扩展得非常的快。
And it will grow even faster when there's more persecution.
因为当这个逼迫越来越多的时候，他们的增长反而是越来越快。
So they say to us, pray.
所以他告诉我们，你们要为我们祷告。
But don't pray the persecution would stop.
不是祷告这个逼迫能够停止。
Pray that we bring it on. There will be more if that brings glory to God.
是祷告那些逼迫能够越来越多，那我们的增长会越来越快。
So a little bit of a background to some of the countries where persecution is the fiercest. North Korea.
North Korea 就是北朝鲜是。其中一个最严重逼迫基督教的国家的这个国家了。
We have a work on the border region of North Korea and China.
我们在这个有一些事工是在朝鲜和中国的边界里面做一些的事工。
For many years we've worked there.
我们有好几年的时间都在那边。
In North Korea is number one on the world watch list.
在这个北朝鲜就是全球守望名单里面的排行第一个。
The most difficult place to be a Christian in the world.
如果你要在这个北朝鲜成为基督徒是最困难的这个国家了。
If you're caught with a Bible, that could be a life sentence for you.
如果你在手上有一本圣经的话，在这个国家可能你就要被收进监狱了。
In a Nazi-style concentration camp.
或者这个纳粹党的这个，你可能要送进纳粹党的这个集中营。
Where your lifespan is 18 months to 3 years.
可能你要待在那边18个月到3年的时间。
They'll execute you.
他们会把你处死
，or work you to death，
把你弄死。
And if you get caught, not just do you go to prison，
如果当你被抓到的时候，你不单单只是进到这个监狱里面而已
，but your whole family，
你的全家都会送到监狱里面去。
They're extremely paranoid about Christianity，
他们对于基督教是非常的反感
，because they're frightened，
因为他们感觉到非常的害怕
，of the power of the gospel，
因为这个福音的大能太大了。
I want to encourage you this morning.
我要鼓励弟兄姐妹今天
to believe in the explosive power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
相信耶稣基督的大能的福音是蛮有能力的
Because this is what Kim Jong Un is afraid of.
这就是金正恩所害怕的
There are 300,000 Christians in North Korea.
在朝鲜有30万的基督徒
70,000 of them in prison for Christ.
有7万的人都在监狱里面度过
But they say, "Don't give up in freedom."
他说你们不要这个放弃这个自由。
Well, we'd never give up in persecution.
我们从来不会放弃我们现在所领受的这个逼迫。
And that's a faithful witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这就是复活的耶稣 大能的能力在我身上的显现。
There are 40,000 statues of Kim Il Sung in North Korea.
有差不多四万个金正恩的这个雕像在这个朝鲜。
If you walk past one and you don't bow, that could be a life sentence for you.
如果你路过的时候，如果你没有鞠躬的话，可能你就要被抓了。
Imagine for a moment being a North Korean Christian.
你可以想象一下，如果你是在北朝鲜作为一个基督徒来说的话。
And you walk past one.
如果你走过一个这样子的雕像。
And there's a guard there looking at you.
如果有一个这个人在看着你的话。
Would you bow?
你要不要低头？
Because if you didn't.
如果你不低头向他下拜的话。
They could take your children from you.
他可能会把你的孩子给拿走。
Or you will go to prison.
或者你可能会被送进监狱。
The second country where persecution is the fiercest, it's heading towards the top, is Syria, where we've worked for a long time.
叙利亚是排行第二，在全球守望名单之中排行第二的。
In Aleppo alone, a city in Syria alone.
在 Aleppo 这个城市里面。
Before the war started in 2011.
在2011年，大战还没有爆发的时候。
There were 460,000 Christians.
差不多有四十六万的这个基督徒。
Now there are less than 40,000.
现在只剩四万了。
Those who are not violated, starved, or executed.
那些没有触犯的就被那些触犯的就被杀了。
Were bombed out of existence.
就已经不存在了。
This is a picture of the northeast Christian side of Aleppo.
这就在 Aleppo 北西北部的一个城市的这个城市被毁的状况。
But we're helping Christians hold up the light of the gospel there.
我们盼望这个基督徒能够持守他们的信仰。
Please pray for them.
我们一起为他们要祷告。
Because there are many, many, many women, especially who we're helping with trauma counseling.
我们有好多的这个姐妹都在那里帮助那些心灵有创伤的这个基督徒们。
And thousands of orphans.
有成千上万的人。
But many Muslims are running from ISIS and coming to Christ.
好多的这个回教徒都远离这个 ISIS， 然后来到这个基督徒，来到基督教。
So keep praying for us that we would have the resources and the Bibles to help them.
所以你们要为这个事工来祷告，让我们有足够的这个圣经来支持他们。
Because many Muslims come to the churches because they rejected from the mosques.
因为有很多的这个回教徒，他们已经放弃了他们回教的信仰，来到这个基督教，但是他们就受到这个回教徒的逼迫。
Running looking for Jesus because they said we don't want Islam anymore, we want Jesus.
他说我们不要回教的这个阿拉了，我们要基督教的上帝。
But we don't have enough Bibles, maybe one Bible for 100 people.
我们可能只有一本圣经给一百个人。
Okay, I want to share a little bit now about our work in China.
那我现在要分享一下我们在中国的事工。
Rural China is the area where Christians tend to get more persecuted than anywhere else at the moment.
在中国偏远的地区是受到逼迫最严重的地区。
They're crying out for Bibles.
他们迫切的想要得到圣经。
I remember a story that a friend of mine told me who had been there.
我有个朋友这样子跟我说。
And shared with local believers.
他就跟那边的当地的居民来分享福音。
There was a young couple.Back in the one-child policy.
他有一对夫妇，那当时候还是在独生子女政策底下。
Just before one-child policy was overturned.
就是还没有独生子女政策还没有被推翻之前。
They had a small farm, very poor.
他们有一个田，非常的贫困。
But recently came to Christ.
后来他们就信耶稣了。
And the little boy was helping the dad.With some farming equipment.
后来这个小男孩就在帮助这个父亲在田里面工作。
And there was an accident, and he was bleeding badly.
后来一次的意外，他这个小男孩就被严重的这个受伤了。
So they took the little boy to the local hospital.
他们夫妻俩就把这个小男孩带到这个医院去。
And the nurses said we can't administer help to him.
医院里面护士就对他说，我不能够帮助你这个小孩了。
And the family said, the mom and dad said, why? He's bleeding to death.
他们这对夫妇就问，为什么你不能够帮助我？我这个小孩已经流血，已经失血，已经很多了。
They said, "Oh, because we saw on your ID card that you're Christians."
因为我看到你们的这个身份证里面，你们写的是你们是基督徒。
So if you recant your faith, maybe we think about it.
如果说你说你不是基督徒的话，可能我们可以帮你。
And they said, "But well, we can't do that. We're Christians. Please help us."
他说不能，因为我们已经是基督徒了。你请你帮助我们的孩子吧。
The hospital refused to help them.
那医院就拒绝的帮助他们。
The little boy died.
后来这个小男孩就死了。
And they took the boy home.
然后他们夫妻俩就把这个小孩带回家。
They were met at their home by the village elders.
后来他回到这个乡村的时候，那些乡村的这个村长呢，就来见他们了。
Who said we heard the hospital said the boy died?
我们听到这个医院说你这个小孩子已经死了。
But you can't come into your house again before you take the idols back that you threw away.
如果你要再回到这个村里面的话，你必须要把你以前所丢弃的那些偶像再重新带回来。
You need to put the idols back in the house again.
你要把那些偶像重新再放回这个村里面。
Because if you don't, the spirit of the little boy will come back and hurt the village.
如果你不把这些偶像带回来的话，那这些小男孩的这个灵魂再回来的话，他就会伤害到我们这个村里面的人。
And our crops will die.
我们的这个农作物就不会有很好的收成。
And the fish in the water and the river will die.
我们的河里面的鱼都会死。
And the two young parents said, "We can't do that because we're Christians."
这对夫妻就说，我们不能这样子做，因为我们已经是基督徒了。
So the village elders said, "Well, you must leave the village and never come back."
那个村里面的村长们就对他说，那你就必须离开这个地方了。
We take your land, we take everything.
我们会占据你的田野。
Come on, just say no to Jesus and put the idols back. That's all you need to do.
你为什么不就说你不是基督徒就好了？那你就把那些偶像带回来就可以了嘛。
And they said no because we decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
他说不，因为我已经是基督徒了。我从此以后我绝对不会再转回去了。
And eventually, Open Doors workers there found them and brought them help and are now looking after them.
后来这个 Open Doors 的施工就发现了他们，后来就在那里帮助他们，照顾他们有几年的时间。
And we asked them, why did you do that? What kind of faith did you have to allow this to happen and keep happening to you?
所以我们就问他，你到底有的是什么样的信仰？为什么你能够这样坚持下去？
And they said to us, didn't Jesus say?
不是耶稣基督曾经说过？
If you don't love me more than your wife, your kids, your family, you're not worthy of me.
如果你不爱你耶稣超过你所你的孩子、你的夫、你的配偶，你不配做神的门徒。
I said we took that literally.
我们就真正的把这个话记在心里面。
This is one of many stories that actually is still happening in rural areas of China.
这样子的故事很常都发生在偏远的中国的地区。
So more of the persecution is tribal, it's cultural, it's from animistic leadership.
这些逼迫通常都是在偏远的地区，而且都是越来越严重。
And we're also working there a lot to try and help Christians.
而我们的事工就是在那里帮助这些受逼迫的基督徒。
With Bibles?
我们有用圣经。
This is a picture of a man called Pastor Han.
这个是一个 Pastor Han 的这个图片。
This was taken some years ago.
已经有好几年的了。
He was a great man of prayer.
他是一个祷告的勇士。
And faith.
而且非常的有信心。
And he spent many years helping North Korean Christians fleeing North Korea into China.
他帮助了很多朝鲜的这个基督徒们离开朝鲜到这个中国。
Last year he was found dead.
后来去年的时候他被发现他已经死了。
Killed by North Korean agents.
被朝鲜的特工所暗杀。
So it's very dangerous for some Christians, especially in northern China on the border region.
如果你在朝鲜的这个边界的时候是非常危险的。如果你是基督徒的话。
Especially if you help North Korean Christians.
如果你是朝鲜的基督徒。
I met one Chinese pastor who in the 1970s had helped North Korean Christians escape.
我认识到一个基督徒，在中国的这个基督徒的这个牧师，他在帮助朝鲜的这个基督徒离开朝鲜。
He's still on the run now all around China.
他现在还在中国，还在帮助这些朝鲜的基督徒们离开。
And I say, why are you on the run now? That was in the 1970s that happened.
他说你为什么现在还在那边呢？你不是那个已经是1970年代的事情了。
He says, because the Chinese government let the North Korean spies come around to look for me.
因为中国的政府允许这个朝鲜的这个特工进到中国去找这些基督徒来暗杀。
I'm still a marked man.
我感到非常的困惑。
Well, I want to spend a few moments giving you some examples of how to pray for the suffering church.
我要给你们一些的资料，让你们能够好好为这些事情来祷告。
Let us pray that every gun that is aimed at a Christian child would misfire in Jesus' name.
让每一个政府都能够承认耶稣基督的名。
Let us pray that every truck that's being driven around by Islamic extremists looking for Christian girls.
让那些回教徒的这些组织，他们在寻找基督徒的时候。
Every time the key is turned in the ignition, the spark plugs would misfire in Jesus' name.
让他们每次在开车的时候，那个车都不能够打开。
Let us pray for provision.
我们要为那些供应品来祷告。
That all the food parcels that we send out in the places where Christians are starving would have the hands of Jesus upon them.
我们要送一些的物资给那些基督徒，尤其是食品、还有药品、还有一些的人员的时候。
Like the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
就好像五饼二鱼的时候。
Let us pray for power.
我们要为他们祷告，让他们有力量。
Christians in the persecuted church say, "Please pray for power for us. Pray Acts 10:44 over us."
他在那里，他们就说：“你们基督徒啊，你们要为我们祷告，切切的为我们祷告。”
Every time we open our mouths, it would be like the Holy Spirit came down when Peter was speaking, and everyone was convicted.
我希望你们为我们祷告，让我们每次在传福音的时候，这个圣灵的能力就护庇着我们。
Please pray for those who are still in prison.
你们要为我们祷告，让我们那些还在监狱里面的同胞们。
But don't just pray that they'll be set free from prison.
不是他们能够从监狱里面出来。
I met a lady from China some years ago.
我遇到一个姐妹在这个中国的。
She'd been in prison 8 years for teaching Sunday school.
她在监狱里面有8年的时间来教这个主日学。
And she said to me, "You know, don't just pray that we'll be set free."
你不要祷告，让我们能够快快的从监狱里面出来。
She said, "In my first year in prison, I prayed every day, and even in my dreams at night, I prayed that God would set me free from prison so that I could go back and be a Christian again."
第一年我在进入到这个监狱的时候呢，我就很常祷告说：“上帝啊，你帮助我，让我能够从这个监狱里面出来，然后可以传福音。”
But after my first year, the Lord gave me a revelation.
但第一年过去了之后，上帝就给我一个启示。
He said, "My daughter, you're going to be here for another 7 years."
他说：“你这个姐妹啊，你可能还要在监狱里面再多待7年。
”And then I had a revelation again in my own soul.
然后我就会启示更大的真理给你。
Rather than praying to be released from prison, I said, "Lord, release me to be a witness in prison."
让我，上帝啊，你不要让我离开这个监狱。反而让我能够成为你的，在监狱里面成为你的见证人。
And she said, "I started preaching in prison."
我就开始了在监狱里面的这个正道的事工。
In my own church in China, women weren't allowed to preach much.
因为在这个我的教会里面，女人是不允许讲道的。
In prison, I got to preach every day. I had a captive audience.
在这个监狱里面，我每一天都在讲道。
And even some of the men came to Christ, the guards.
更何况这个有些男人都来到这里听我讲道。
I built a bigger church in prison than some of the churches I'd been to when in my home.
我在监狱里面做的这个事工，做这个教会，比在外面我所做的教会更大。
And after about 5 years, there were so many people coming to Christ. They said it was more dangerous for me to be in prison than being out of prison.
他就说，在这五年的事工里面呢，我在监狱里面反而比在我外面更加安全。
And she said to me, "You know."Remember the story of Joseph?
你还记得这个约瑟的故事吗？
If Joseph was released prematurely from prison,
如果约瑟被这个在监狱里面被释放出来的话，
God may never have used him to save both Israel and Egypt.
那这个上帝就不能够用约瑟来拯救这个以色列人。
Don't just pray that we'll be released from prison.
不要单单只是为我们能够离开这个监狱里面而祷告。
Pray that while we're in prison, God release us by the power of His Holy Spirit to be His witnesses, to be courageous,
让我们
to be loving.
让你们能够为我们祷告，让我们在这个监狱里面的时候，还能够继续有圣灵的能力来传福音。
To be kind and courageous.
能够勇敢的传福音。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel, she said.
我不以福音为耻，她说。
Are you Simon?
你不是这个西门吗？
And who's praying for the persecutors?
我们要为那些逼迫的、受逼迫的基督徒来祷告。
Who's praying for Kim Jong-un?
有谁为这个金正恩祷告？
I get many people after meetings say to me, "I know what you're saying."
我有好多人来跟我说，我知道你在说什么。
But let's just bomb him.
那我们需要把他给炸死。
Let's just bomb all the extremists.
我们要把那些 这个很严重的这个极端分子，我们把它毁掉。
Do it now.
我们要把它现在就把它毁掉。
And I say, I'm sorry you think that. What about Matthew 5?
那马太福音五章告诉我们什么呢
？Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
你们爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
What about Romans 12? If your enemy is hungry, feed him.
在罗马书十二章说，你们当你们的仇敌饿了的时候，你们要给他们吃。
If he is thirsty, give him something to drink.
他们如果渴了，你们要给他们东西喝。
It breaks my heart that so many Christians in Australia still think that's the best solution to enemies.
在澳大利亚，还有一些的很多的基督徒认为这个是最好的解决方法。
Brother Andrew said, "If you love your enemy,"
这个 Brother Andrew 就说，如果你爱你的仇敌的话
，He's no longer your enemy.
他就不再是你的仇敌了。
You pray for him.
因为你为他们祷告。
Let the love of Christ and compassion of Christ flow through you.
让神的爱和神基督的怜悯能够透过你分享出去。
Okay, we'll probably skip that video and do the last one at the end of Pastor Samuel. So we'll do the last one in a minute. I just want to close with one more. Any more text there? No. Okay. All right. Well, I'm about to close, but in a second. After I finish, there's one last video of Pastor Samuel Lamb. Who's heard of Samuel Lamb? He was one of the best known
Pastor Samuel Lamb.
Known Christian leaders in China, especially under persecution. I just want to share you a bit of his testimony.
是基督徒的领袖，在基督教在中国受到极大的逼迫。
He said, Pastor Samuel Lamb said, "We're not all sitting on the same thorn."
Pastor Samuel Lamb 曾经说过，我们可能不是站在同样的一个阵线。
But we're all on the same branch.
但是我们都是同一个枝子。
He said, "If you follow Jesus faithfully,
如果你很信实的来跟从耶稣的话
，you will be persecuted.
你将会受到逼迫。
He said he was famous for saying, "Bring more persecution."
他最出名的话就是，越多的逼迫
，it is means more growth.
就越多的喜乐，也就越多的这个长进。
There's no such thing as a free church and a persecuted church. There's just the church.
在教会里面，没有一些是受逼迫的教会，哪一些是不受逼迫的教会？两个教会都是教会。
We are in the same fight, you and I. That is why we are one.
你和我，我们都是站在同一条这个战线上的。
The only difference is that your one is more, your fight is more subtle. Mine is more extreme.
唯一的分别是，你的征战可能是比较轻微的，比较不明显的，而我的征战是剧烈的。
Another Christian said to me once, and I'll close with this before we see the video of Pastor Samuel Lamb.
我们快要结束了，我们还没有结束之前，我要跟你们说一个故事。
But he said there's one theme in the persecuted church in every country where pastors and Christian leaders who suffer for Jesus.
在很多的地区，尤其是基督教的领袖，都受到很多的逼迫。
They say it's a spiritual battle. Join us in the fight.
就是属灵的战争是真正的现实的最现实的是属灵的征战
Because we're all soldiers of Jesus Christ.
因为我们每一个基督徒都是战士
And those who are not fighting are AWOL.
如果你们是基督徒还不为耶稣征战的话
And he says that we believe.
他说我们所相信的
That we're holding the devil back in his own backyard long enough.
我们要把我们的这个仇敌也就是撒旦关在我们的这个花园里面
That Christians in the West
在西方的基督教
have more time to share Jesus while there's still freedom.
他们就有更多的时间来宣扬基督，也有更多的时间来宣扬基督。
The three, last one. Before
I went into prison, our audience every week not more than 400, only one time. After I came out from prison, up to 900 three times. 1990, 3 years ago, they closed our church, confiscated many things away. Before confiscation, we have 900. After confiscation, now we have 1,200 to 1,200. You see, the more persecution, the church grow. And the government asked me, "You preach again?" I said, "Yes." "Oh, we closed the church." I said, "You had closed, but they come back again." You called them not to come. I said, you had called them not to come, but they come. Oh, you must be careful. I said, I'm ready for the third time. Because I've been twice in prison. I said, I'm ready for the third time. Praise the Lord. And within this few years, people crowded and crowded. Tonight, you see many young people. 80% are young people. A one house church in Luoyang, in central China. They had a house church in the countryside, about 300 people. One time, the policemen round their house church. After that, they went in and gave him a paper, called them not to have your assembly in this house. You may go to the church. That's the, do you know what, the official church, and call them to sign and fingerprint. Do you know fingerprint? Many people sign their names and fingerprint. At last, five don't sign, don't fingerprint, and then they threw them to a truck and called them to the government hall. They beat them, but five of them, they said, no pain. But the hands of the policemen firing very hot, and they took a basin of water and put the hands in the basin and beat them again. No pain, but very hot in the basin to beat again. Then they took the electric probe, sparkling, but no hurt. Then perhaps this is not no use. Another one, sparkling, no hurt. Oh, at last they said, you go back, call the pipe, go back. And the head of the policeman believed Jesus.
因为有可能因为讲的是英文可能大多数他可能听得不是很清楚那我们就大致说的就是那些基督徒呢后来被抓了之后呢有好几有差不多有好几十个人被抓然后有五个他就坚决他说我他是这样他说你们要签名还有盖章盖手印说你们从此以后你们要不要在这个小教会也就是你们的家庭教会了你们要去到这个 注册的教会里面去那其中呢有几十个人里面大多数的人都同意他们就签名了那有五个他说我坚决不会同意去到那个教会去到这个注册的教会去的三次教会后来这一群的这个五个人呢后来就被抓了就被抓了之后就被打被打的时候呢打他的士兵呢打他的时候呢他的脸反而不痛反而是士兵的这个手呢烧了痛然后他就用那个电击要去电他电他的时候他反而他不痛 反而是后来到最后呢，这些士兵在去折磨这些人的士兵呢，反而相信了耶稣，这就是他的故事了。So
Samuel Lam has always said, he said persecution will come back to China. It's just a matter of time.
这个 Pastor Samuel Lam 他就说了，这个逼迫有一天还是会来到中国的。Because
until everyone in China becomes Christians,
除非 在这个从神州大地都能够，所有的人都能够成为基督徒。
There'll always be opposition to the gospel.
一直以来都会有这个逼迫，而且会越来越多。When
I was very, very young in my time with Open Doors,
当我在这个 Open Door 这个事工，当我还小的时候，I
realized that the chains of persecution.
我感觉到这个逼迫的改变转化。And
my unwillingness to share Jesus.
当我越来越想要分享耶稣的时候
produces the same result.
同样的事情发生在我身上，就是逼迫来到。
In both examples,
有两个例子,
people are denied access to Jesus Christ.
有些人就离弃了真道。
Don't give up in freedom.
你们要争取你们的这个自由，信仰的自由。
What God's people in persecution would never give up.
但是神的选民是永远不会放弃他的信仰的。
A faithful witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
你们要为这个福音打那美好的仗。
I trust that you've been encouraged today.
我相信你们都能够被 受到鼓励。
We all are who we are by the grace of God.
我们能够成为今天这样的我，都是靠神的恩才成的。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你们。